can you tell me about your enlistment? You were just telling me you were young when the war started.
Yes, I was 14 years old when the war started, and I was a freshman in high school. When I was eligible, it was in November of 1944, but in 1945, in February, six of my classmates and myself enlisted in the Navy. And in May of 1945, we went to Sampson, New York for boot training. And when we got out of boot training, it was in August of 1945, and that's when the Second World War ended. After that, where I lived in Emporium, Pennsylvania, Emporium was a small town, but it had a lot to do with the war. I worked for Sylvania, and Sylvania manufactured radio tubes at that time. Radio tubes were, I'm sure, used in military equipment, and we also had a little, what we called a peanut tube that were used in missiles, what have you. And we also had a powder plant there. I'm sure that some of the powder was used in our ammunition. And I don't know what else I can tell you. I worked for Sylvania for 40 and a half years. I ended up from Emporium, Pennsylvania, I ended up in Ottawa, Ohio. I worked on the floor, worked myself up to a group leader and a supervisor and a foreman. And when I transferred to Ottawa, Ohio, I was a technician. And in Ottawa, Ohio, we made the picture tubes for television. And my job, I processed the phosphor that went into the picture tubes. And phosphor is very expensive. Right now, I don't know how they make televisions, but I'm curious. I'd like to know how they do make it. But thank God I do have the television. I really enjoy it. And I want to thank everybody that's connected with the Honor Flight. That is something I'll never forget. I had been to Washington in 1951, I think, and I did see the guards, but I didn't see the changing of the guards like I did this time. And that is a sight to behold. How these boys can do it, I don't know. They told us about their routine, how they lived and everything. They are very special people. And if I had to do it over again, I sure would like to do it. I don't know what else I can tell you, but I really want to thank each and every person that had something to do with my going on this flight. I thank you very much.
While I'm here, do you mind if I ask you a little bit about Pearl Harbor? Since the anniversary of Pearl Harbor is coming up Saturday, do you remember...
To tell the truth, I don't know very much about it because we're a small town. We have a local paper, but never had much. And I didn't listen to the radio too much, and evidently my parents didn't either. But I just ran around with my classmates, played football and basketball and wrestled, all those things the boys are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure... They told me what was going on, you know. Right. And I did things in the community. I worked in different places where people were having a hard time getting people to work. And I worked in grocery stores and gas stations and peddled papers and all those things. Mm-hmm. So I can't say too much about Pearl Harbor because I really don't hear much about it.
Gotcha. What made you, or what helped you decide to enlist?
Well, at that time, you know, in 1941, FDR declared when you were 18 years old, you were to be drafted. And like I said, in 1945, in April, one of my friends who instantly had two brothers already dead in the war, And he was the oldest child at home, and he would not have had to go, but he begged his mother to let him go. So when he wanted to enlist, the other five guys, actually there were six because there was a junior that enlisted with us too. So we signed up in Dubois, Pennsylvania, and later on we had our examination in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we went from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania into Sampson, New York for our book training.
And you had mentioned that the war ended pretty quickly after you had joined, right?
Yeah, we got a boot camp in August of 1945, and I think the war ended around August the 14th. I'm not sure of the date, but it was in August, yeah. And one thing I'd like to say about one of my classmates that enlisted with me, when he got out of the service, he got an appointment to the Annapolis, and he ended up as a commander, and he had his own ship at one time. And now, God rest his soul, he's in Arlington Cemetery. So I had a lot of good memories with him, too.